there's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we're here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
We have a listener on hold right now. We have to, you know, get to what the Burt Show is really good at, and that's helping with much more frivolous causes.
Absolutely.
We have a listener on hold.
We all have our expertise.
On right now, and his name we're going to call him is Brad.
Okay.
And Brad is going to share his story with us and then need some guidance from the Burt Show listeners. Brad, the floor is yours.
Yeah, I got a question. My wife went out for, I guess, a ladies' night, girls' night out. And she came in really, really late, and I was already in bed sleeping. And when she came in, I woke up, and, you know, she got ready for bed and everything. And then... you know, I just asked her, you know, did she have a good time? She said, yeah, I had a good time. And then she turned over and went to bed. And I kind of thought that was weird. And then,
weird that your wife was a woman of few words?
Yeah.
I could understand that.
And then the next day, I noticed... a hickey on her neck. She had told me that she had seen her girlfriend who has a five month old baby, and she said the baby had given her a hickey.
Are you
the
kidding?
Baby gave her a hickey,
and where was it?
Well,
where exactly?
She gave her the mark that was on her neck.
Okay, so it was this hickey, because if the baby did, it'd still be a hickey, right?
Right.
Is on her neck.
So I got a question. There's two questions. I was like, is it possible for a baby to give you a hickey in that kind of way? And the second part is, should I believe her?
Weird. I can just tell you from my experience, friends who've had children that age and older who have, I've had children sit in my lap and, you know, and babysat in high school. And I've never had the experience of a child like beelining into my neck to suckle.
Yeah. They usually want your keys. They want to put your key, you
something
know,
in
your
their
car
mouth.
Keys in their mouth. Your cell phone goes in their mouth, but not your neck.
And naturally, I mean, even with a child with its own mother, I mean, they are putting something in their mouth. So it's not, I don't know how common it is for a child just to have a place of skin and just start.
And you know, I have heard of other women saying that babies who are nursing will go for another woman's breast because they're kind of used to that, and maybe if they're hungry they're going to start leaning in that direction. Like, I have heard of that before, but I never
that, but not a neck,
which is natural. But and then like in even fingers, you know, like, but again, it's something you're putting the baby is, you know, just mechanically putting something in its mouth. So I honestly don't think that that is a truthful story.
Maybe we can get some help from moms who have experienced this or not experienced it. I don't know.
And that is the most unique excuse I've ever heard for a hickey.
She at least gets a point for that.
Creativity.
For creativity. Hey, Vicky.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great.
Good.
I had, when my little baby, when you hold him, you know, like up against your shoulder.
You're going to have to speak up a lot for us.
Yeah.
When you hold him up against your shoulder, they can do that. I've had him lift it almost kind of like a line shape.
A line on your shoulder.
Yeah,
okay.
Like when they want to pass you or something.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what did the mark look like on your wife's neck, Brad? Brad?
Hey, Brad?
Yeah.
What did the mark look like on your wife's neck? Was it like a line or was it a circle?
It's more of a circle.
Okay.
Like a hickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Marion?
Hey. my ex-sister-in-law used to let babies give her hickeys on the chin because she liked to let them suck her chin. So it can be done, but it's going to, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I divorced out of the family, so I'm just like, whatever. But
okay, random information.
The whole, yeah, whole side of the family.
But anyway, yeah, it can
the
be
chin
done.
Suckers.
But I don't know about on the neck. I don't know how you would have to position the baby to do it or whatever that would
be. And that would just be odd. Like, you know what? I'm all for, you know, my neck being manipulated, but not by a 5-month old.
Yeah.
I really think even if the baby started doing that, which I still don't think a baby would on your neck, I would pull it away. Like, she has to leave it there long enough for that mark to be made.
Right.
And a baby doesn't have the suction that some men would.
Well, the other question, I think, Brad, is that you said your wife kind of, like, wasn't really talkative with you or intimate with you after girls' night, that
yeah,
she had
that
just
weird.
Gone immediately to bed.
Weird.
Like, her behavior is also suspect.
Right.
You know, if she had come home and said, oh, my God, I was talking to Mary, and her baby was sucking the side of my face. Can you believe this? Check this out. Can you believe that the baby left this mark? If she had been upfront with you, I think it'd be less something to worry about. But since she was kind of secretive, I mean, I know when I come home from girls' night, my husband is very excited to see me because I've had some things to drink and I want to talk and, you know, interact and do all
interact.
Kinds of things.
Right.
Interact.
And interact.
So interact with that with
things.
Very few words.
Right. But I, you know, I think it's more suspect that she just, like, turned off the lights and went rolled over and went right to bed,
right.
You know?
I mean, now, would she normally, now you know your wife better than we do, would she normally come home and be talkative? I mean, is she a talkative person?
Yeah, she wouldn't do what she did the other. She wouldn't do that.
Okay, so that was
the other night. She would say something because I asked her, did she have fun? And then she said, yeah. And then she kind of like, I'm tired.
Okay.
And I says, I'm really tired. And she just went to bed.
So it's kind of out of the ordinary.
Hey, TC, you're on.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, all right. First, the first question you had about the baby. I know that babies when teething, I know they can leave a hickey or leave a mark. So. I could see where that coming from, but on the second half, I think you should reserve judgment and see if it happens again. Because if she is out doing something with somebody else, she's going to repeat it.
Mm.
You know, I don't think it will be a one-time deal. So, you know, just kind of, you know your wife better than anybody else, so kind of feel her out.
Well, maybe he does.
Don't let TC go yet. I want to ask TC a question. First of all, TC, when you say the baby make these marks or whatever, where exactly on someone's body have you seen these marks been made by a child?
Right at the collarbone, right at the base of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they can get something that they could bite onto.
Okay.
But not... Like high up behind the ear or something like that. No.
Okay.
It'd be a whole, we'd be doing a whole different subject if
right.
TC was like small of the back.
Right.
You know.
Now, I also, like, if she, let's say that she is having an affair of some kind. So she comes home and she turns over. Now, obviously, she was busted because she realized there was a mark on her neck. And like Jen said, let's say her actions are suspect and she just turned over. Do you really think that a hickey is going to reemerge? Like, it's almost as if she saw, oh, you know, she won't let that happen again. I mean, TC, do you really think that he needs to wait for more evidence? Or, I mean, in a marriage, shouldn't you be honest about a concern? Like, instead of being accusatory, just, you know, being, I don't know, like,
well,
shouldn't you be honest with each other?
I don't mean for him not to communicate his concern,
uh-huh.
But if she's bold enough to do it in the first place, for the most part, a lot of cheaters will cheat until they're caught.
Right, okay.
You know, so, I mean, confront her on it, talk to her about it, express your concerns, and just reserve judgment and watch her patterns, see if it happens again.
Thanks for the call, TC.
Thanks, TC.
Hey, Bird Show.
Hey, this is Kim, and she is lying, 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 period.
Do you think she's telling the truth?
No.
Now, what exactly?
So let me tell you how I really feel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what, you know, why, you know?
I breastfed both of my children.
Uh-huh.
And I have been around all my friends, everybody I've been around, everybody has breastfed their children. And one of the key things that everybody is saying about how the children have possibly given somebody else a hickey when not nursing, it's a protruding part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe a child's going to suck on your thumb. I could possibly maybe see the shoulder.
Like the collarbone, there's something going in its mouth.
Exactly,
right.
Something that's protruding. The neck, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you're just going to have a baby just come up and start sucking on your neck.
Unless it's starting
early.
Not only
that, name me one person in their right mind that's going to let a baby do that.
Yeah.
It's not like...
That'd be weird.
It's very weird. Not to mention the fact that everybody's saying also the thing with the whole teething issue, especially if the child got teeth, they bite.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
We did have a chin sucker call earlier.
Wow.
I mean, who doesn't get those?
Yeah, you know, my child did that all the time.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by people. Chin sucker family.
That's weird.
There's no way. She's totally lying.
Now, Brad, exactly where on her neck was the mark? Like, we haven't asked you that.
It's sort of like in the... up from the collarbone.
Mm. So it's not like on the corner of the bone or the shoulder?
No.
It's kind of midway on the neck or...
Yeah, a little bit below.
A little bit below.
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, yeah. When did this happen? When did this party happen?
Two nights ago,
okay.
Are you close? Well, I guess, see, the little Inspector Gadget in me wants to go, like, you know, do some recon. And, like, I was wondering if you're friends with any of the women on girls' night or if you're friends with any of the girls' husbands and kind of find out, like, were they really at girls' night?
You mean ask one of her friends?
Ask one of her friends.
Or the husband.
Or wouldn't they be suspect?
See, I really think you need to ask your wife. I mean, because you're just going to make it worse by going behind her back to her friends and asking them. I really think this is a marriage, and you've got to be, you know, you've got to communicate. And so I think you should voice your concern to your wife with an open mind, you know, and let her, and like the other caller said, just watch her reaction and watch her actions and make your decision from there. Mm. I'm sorry that you're so upset.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that kind of sucks, huh? All right, thanks, Brad.
All right, thanks.
You wanted to say kind of sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Way to go, Jeff.
You didn't even mean to say that. I feel so bad because people, you know what?
You feel bad?
Yeah, because here's people who come on our show either want resolution to a matter and we end up 50-50.
Right.
Or they just want confirmation of what they already know is the truth.
Right.
Like they've got like one grain of them coming on and like the calls are going to be filled with, no, it happens all the time, covered in hickeys. I look like a slut. I got so many hickeys. It's nuts. And it never turns out.
But that is a first, though. I have never, ever heard a woman who has a big, you know, like dime-sized, you know, blood mark on her neck say that was caused from a baby.
The blood mark. I've got the mark of the blood.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.